After traveling in Australia with a girlfriend for a few months as a tourist, I met my future husband, who lived as a recluse at the beach at Cape Tribulation, a remote headland in North Queensland. Actually, I met and fell in love with his dog, Lucas, first. Unbeknownst to me, Graham had seen a clairvoyant years before and was told, "You are going to marry a woman from Europe, but someone is going to be sick. It might be the lady's mother. There is something wrong with her head." Graham was told he would stay at Cape Tribulation and wait for her. When Graham saw me for the first time, he knew, "She's the one I've been waiting for." He quickly and thoroughly dismissed that thought. "A girl, half my age, from the other side of the planet? Don't be ridiculous." Nevertheless, we became friends. After my holiday, I returned to Germany, and 2 years later, Graham invited me back to Australia to stay for a couple of months to open the tourist resort he had built. Being the adventurous girl that I am, I happily accepted the invitation. Cape Tribulation, with its vibrant tropical rainforest, had been the highlight of my Australian trip, its beauty so vivid in my memory. When I stepped through the door of Graham's house for the second time, a deep knowing expanded inside of me. "You are home." Now, how do you say that to an almost total stranger? You just don't. Tragically, a few days into my second Australian adventure, my mother fell into a coma from a brain hemorrhage.